This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And away we go. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we do at this time of the week. And Doug Steffen will be joining us in just a moment. I'm Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And what we do on this program is we look back at the week that was, and we discuss the 10 most talked about stories and the 10 most talked about people on the Talkers Magazine survey. Talkers is the leading trade publication in the talk media industry. And talk media means talk radio, talk television, podcasting, online, on-air broadcasting, which really is one of the most influential platforms in the marketplace of ideas in the American national conversation. And
I'm listening to you. I'm taken by you. You could do the whole thing. I can just sit here and listen to you from the beginning of the hour to the end of the hour. That'd be very cool. Michael,
I was worried about you. I didn't know where you were.
I got stuck in a compromising position. Let's put it that way.
That's the worst. Wouldn't you take care of those things earlier in the morning?
I know that, right? I should be doing it. But sometimes nature calls at strange times. That's how it works in the real radio world. All right, let's get to it. The top 10 stories and the top 10 people. Why don't you start, Michael, by going through the story list, because there are a number there that I would like us to take apart and examine from your perspective. But let's have the list first.
Yeah, we have a ton of stuff on the list, and we have ties. So there's a lot of stuff that's being talked about in the conversation. We're not at a time right now where it's all one subject, as we have often had during the past year. We're breaking down into issues again, policies and debates. It's kind of refreshing. At number 10, we have Sarkozy convicted of corruption, and that's tied with British royal family gossip. So it's a couple of stories that are...
Well, there's a lot of focus on Harry and Meghan's interview on CBS with Oprah and what they're going to say. And then on the other side, the Sarkozy thing, when you read that, you think you're reading about American politicians.
Oh, yeah. A conservative politician, former president, who is hoping to make a comeback, faces possible prison. Mm-hmm. And number 9, we have climate change and space exploration, both somewhat aspects of the science world, and both important.
New hotel in space. You ready for that? You're going to sign up? Let's take a trip.
I probably would wind up becoming... nauseated.
Boeing is building a plane that supposedly will take off from most airports or, something like that and fly up to these hotels. They're going to make an industry out of it. Space. I would like to take a space vacation, wouldn't you?
Theoretically, intellectually, I'd love to.
Yeah.
But I really don't know whether or not my inner ear, I get car sick. I get car sick if we turn the corner improperly, all the way back to when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, even John Glenn, when he went back into space on the space shuttle several years ago, John Glenn, an iconic astronaut, he threw up.
Right.
In the first.
There's a lot of that. Remember, when I went to the Houston Space Center, the guy who I did a program from, a couple actually, he wanted me to go up in the rocket. What do they call it? The comet? Rocket or
The Vomit
like
Comet.
The Vomit Comet.
I mean, can you imagine?
It's a 707. They go straight up into the air, to almost 100,000 feet, and then they do a deep dive back again so that the people in the plane can experience weightlessness. And that's where they shot Apollo 13. Tom Hanks talked about, and Kevin Bacon, how sick they got because they were in that plane when they were doing some of the scenes. And wow, how about?
I mean, have you? I don't know. I don't know how you are when it comes to that type of situation.
I don't.
But have you ever found when you're traveling on a normal business trip or whatever, and you get stuck with one of the small planes as opposed to a big plane?
Nope, not me. And I don't go on those RJ things.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the puddle jumpers, and it shakes a little bit as it's coming in turbulence. And that alone can ruin my day, you know, in terms of, you know.
Coming back from Denver last weekend, we had a lot of rocky rides, especially over the central part of the country. I mean, I haven't had rocky rides for a long time. Most of the pilots are able to get around it. They go above it. They go around it. But this guy couldn't escape it, and it was, well, the people, I didn't mind it because I'm used to it, but there were people around me, man, they were looking a little peaked.
Yeah, so, no, so that's one of the aspects of space travel. The other thing about space travel is it's very dangerous. I mean, it is dangerous. They're not going to be able to make it safe for a long time, if ever. And, you know,
now there's more debris coming. Did you see my friend Tucker's new TV show on NBC on Monday night? 10 o'clock Eastern, called Debris. Jonathan Tucker is the star, and he and I are great friends.
When you said Tucker on TV, I was thinking of the other guy, you know, Tucker.
No, Tucker calls him. No, this guy, no relation whatsoever. And so he, you know, the idea of this program is that we are hit by debris from space of a rocket ship that exploded. And as it comes down, it hits a lot of our satellites and explodes them.
There's all kinds of garbage flying around there. But then there's the radiation factor.
Right.
So look, I'm all for space travel. And I mean, I love that stuff. That's my favorite subject. Besides, you know, media, I love astrophysics. I love all that stuff. I follow it. I spend a lot of time with it. But I don't know whether it's for me personally. I regret that because I would think being in space is probably an experience that is truly mind-expanding.
You know, one would wonder, I'm not being facetious with this, with all the talk, I was talking to Nick Miles, who does a car report from our auto expert, and he had his second shot this week. And he said he was so sick for a couple of days that he I felt like I was dying, or I wanted to. I was that sick.
You're talking about the vaccine now?
Yeah, the second shot. And so, you know, a lot of times people say going in some of these, you know, the spaceships and the things, that is akin to what some people are feeling like with these COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah, some of the vaccines are making people a little bit ill. A couple of fever reports I've gotten from someone. Yeah. I
had my first shot. Didn't bother me at all this week.
That's good. Thank goodness for that. I was talking to Dr. Dahlia Wax, who's a pretty well-known physician on radio. And she's really objective and very smart and fun.
Yeah.
And she just had her second shot.
She is that.
Yeah.
Fun she is.
She's got a mouth, and she knows how to articulate that fine line between credible medical jargon and being a little bit, shall we say,
flaky.
Not flaky. No, I would never say that word with her. Let's just say adventurous.
Okay. All right.
But she said that she was nauseated for a few hours as a result of both of them.
Did
the second one wasn't as bad as the first. But look, you know, for the damn thing to work, it's got to do something. I mean, it isn't just, magic. It does stuff. Things happen inside
of you. Have you had yours? I forgot whether you had.
No, I have not. I have not. I will soon, obviously.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's get back to this, or should we
have to pause for a moment? We do this, but it's good because the examples of how you take good conversation and explore different things with the ideas that are presented in the main, if you will, the main headline, and then go in a lot of different directions.
Talk now radio. We're going to take a moment to blow our nose.
Actually, we're going to lose some weight now. We can blow our nose later if you want, but now...
Okay, I look forward to the commercials.
Yes, okay, good. Well, if you're ready, as Michael is, to go into the world of healthy weight loss, then you'll be very interested to listen for a minute or so. If you're new to this program or new to the ideas that are put forth in some of the great advertisements, Calitrin is something I'm very happy to talk about. They've been on my programs since, it's been about 4 years now. I've been talking about getting healthy. They're right way, losing weight the right way. When I say the healthy way, there aren't any stimulants in Calitrin. There are no drugs in Calitrin, no gluten presence. You'll lose weight safely and predictably. It starts about 30 days in, 30 to 40 days in. You start, take four of these capsules every night before you go to bed, and it goes to work. It's collagen protein and digestive enzymes that sort of are formulated to scientifically push the fat out and bring in muscle and change the contour of your body. With a little exercise, good eating, all of that stuff. It's a fabulous product and works so well in many different ways. Find out how it'll work for you by going to toploss.com. Toploss.com is their website. Use the DJV code. You'll get the BOGO deal, buy one, buy 10, buy 100, and you get equal number without having to pay for them. So you stay on the program as I have. Since I started it 4 years ago, I just stay with it because it not only keeps the weight off, but it does so many other beneficial things for your body. Check it all out. Toploss.com, again, is the website for Calitrin. And when you're checking out, get the best deal and free shipping by using the discount code DJV. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented Verso Shock Sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study. You can try pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Save $20 and get free shipping when go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio. Code radio.
All right, so we're at, maybe I won't interrupt you here with the list, the story list. We're at number 7, I think, right? Or number, which one are we at?
Oh, we're at number 8. We've worked our way from number 10 to number 8, and the show is one-third over.
All right, you got 30 seconds.
Where did we go wrong? At number 8, we have U.S. foreign affairs and U.S.-China relations and Israel-Iran tensions. At number 7, we have the education crisis and America's mental health. Those are two topics tied at 7. We have at number 6 a tie between freedom of speech, cancel culture, censorship, and Dr. Seuss controversy. I hear music, so I'll disappear.
And that top 5 stories from Talkers Magazine coming right up here. It's 21 after the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 half the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented as part of the DJV program. Michael Harrison is here, Doug Steffen with our top stories, and we have become somewhat distracted. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not my fault.
No, it's my fault.
Yeah, it's Michael's fault.
And let's continue now with this distinguished conversation.
Please.
Number five, we have memories of CPAC from last weekend.
Right. Speaking of distinguished conversation, yeah.
And if you get a load of that Donald Trump golden calf.
Yeah.
It was made in China, you know.
That's no.
Yeah, it
was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That came out later. We have CPAC, the future of the GOP, the Biden cabinet selection process, and Democratic Party politics all crunched in at number five. At number four, we have this SCOTUS voting rights case. And the real big issue lost here in the middle of number four is H.R. 1, the House Voting Rights Bill. That's yep. going to be a major, major battle in the Senate.
Well, we need to do something. The reform part of this is the most important, not whether or not Trump lost because he was screwed. He may have been screwed out of some votes, but he didn't lose. I mean, there were more votes than I think you would think would be questioned. But the way the situation is and how it's biddled and battled around, the mail-in ballots and, you know, people using computers. You're familiar, you live in Florida part of the time. You know what the voting situation is there. I've been living off and on in Florida since 1964, and it's as much of a mess now. It's never straightened out. They have all these full-time people that are supposed to fix the voting machines, the way people vote, and it is a continuum of screw-ups.
Well, when I vote every election in Florida and I vote every election in Massachusetts, I don't find anything wrong with either
good
process.
Congratulations. I told you the story of what I did one day, didn't I?
I hope you shouldn't tell it publicly, but okay.
Yeah, they can't do anything about it now. This was kind of a long time ago when I was a resident of Florida. I voted absentee in Florida. It was a presidential, I think it was George Bush, the second election. I don't remember when it was, but
you were the reason that Bush beat Gore.
I voted in Massachusetts.
Oh,
I voted absentee in Florida.
I
voted in the morning in Massachusetts, got on a plane and flew to California, and I voted there as well.
And you're admitting that. So you're the reason.
You do.
The
reason I bring it up is because it shows you how flawed the system is, that somebody isn't able to track something as simple as that. You know, that's more or less There are a few other things I've done over the years to just prove a point, but that was one of them. It's kind of fun.
There are a lot of things in our complicated society that are really amazing that we're even able to get anything done.
Exactly.
When you think about it, it's pretty amazing that anything works right. Yeah. And we should count our blessings that they do.
Too much government, nothing works. Okay, let's keep going here.
All right, well, okay, so that was number four. Number three, we have Andrew Cuomo under fire, and that's tied with the Me Too movement. Who would ever think we'd see the Me Too movement at number three again?
Well,
Andrew Cuomo has brought back nostalgia for one of the great movements of 2 years ago.
There's an interview that one of his assistants has done for CBS. I think it may be on 60 Minutes this weekend. Basically she claims that he trained her for sex. That's the quote from the interview. Yeah,
ding. Wow.
Ding is right. He's done,
timing,
I think.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. You can take him. Stick a fork in him. He's done.
I don't know. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Is he done?
I think he may be. All right, so let's finish out with the top two stories anyway.
We have time for that?
Yes, we do.
Okay, real quick. Number two, the economy and the stimulus debate. And number one, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, prevention, and stats.
Right.
A lot of the governors
are split on mask mandates. Alabama, yep. West Virginia yep. are keeping theirs. Masks save lives, says Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia. So that's interesting.
Still politicized. It's still political.
Oh, yeah.
Still political. Some of the governors want to gain favor with the MAGA crowd open things
okay.
up.
Okay. How about we just do what's right? Hello, ding, ding, ding. Speaking of ding, ding, dings, 28 past the hour.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead? You feel like there is no way out and you're just robbing Peter to pay Paul? Don't let the banks bully you. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you pay only a fraction of what you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months rather than decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the endless cycle. Get free of credit card debt, timeshare, signature loans, and even internet loans. Call now at 800-832-2366 to see if you can qualify with no obligation and how you can receive a free book written by our CEO, The Debt Dietitian. For over a decade, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Start saving money now and avoid bankruptcy. Your debt can be settled for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now and get your free copy of the book, The Debt Dietitian, at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A number of states have begun to roll back their COVID restrictions as cases fall, including Texas and Mississippi, lifting all restrictions on businesses and their mask mandates. Other states have been taking a more gradual approach in reopening. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says that as the state has accelerated its vaccination program, he's emphasized keeping up mitigation efforts. He tells ABC's This Week that Ohio has set a goal for rolling back their restrictions.
As we're doing that, we can't give up the defense, and so we've got to continue to do that. We've set a metric. We put a goal out there when we got to 50 cases per 100,000 for every 2 weeks. That's what the epidemiologist that we consulted said. When we get down to that figure, we'll be able to take the health orders off. But we're a ways from that, but we're moving forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will not resign as two more women have come forward with allegations of inappropriate behavior. New York State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins called for the governor's resignation on Sunday, calling Cuomo's scandals a distraction from governing. But the governor told reporters he has no intention of going anywhere.
I wasn't elected by politicians. I'm not going to resign because of allegations.
Cuomo has denied allegations of harassment and inappropriate touching and creating a toxic environment in his office. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy stopped short of calling for Cuomo's resignation when asked, saying an investigation should be allowed to play out. But he told CBS's Face the Nation that the accusations are deeply troubling.
I'm going to stay where I've been on this, which is this is deeply troubling. And more data points make it even more troubling. And an independent investigation, which all parties appear to have come to the conclusion was the right road forward, I would agree with that. Let's see where that comes out. And I would just say every person, regardless of who they are, who has a concern, has a right to be heard, and that concern has a right to be investigated, and God willing, that's what will happen here.
But some are joining the growing calls for Cuomo's resignation. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice told Face the Nation that it's time for him to resign.
I think it's terrible, and I truly believe, you know, that he has a dog's mess on his hands, and with all this, you know, swear mm-hmm. stands, it's not going to do anything except get worse, and I would say he needs to resign.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly airing of the issues of the week. According to research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, you can find Talkers, the list and everything at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through the story list. Now we have to go through the people list to see if we can come up with a lot of interesting folks, as usual. So, Michael, please.
Yeah, we have Harry and Meghan at number 10. And we have Nicolas Sarkozy at number 9, number 8, Mike Pence, number 7, Nancy Pelosi, number 6, Andrew Cuomo, number 5, Ron Johnson, number 4, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and Tate Reeves, Dr. Tony Fauci at number 3, Donald Trump at number 2, and O.J. Simpson at number, oh, wrong chart, and Joe Biden at number 1.
All right. Oh, O.J. Simpson. So,
remember when he was at the top of our chart for like 2 years?
Yeah, right, exactly. Late 90s. Okay, so Mike Pence is at number 8. There have been some whispers, and I think they were whispers, that Mike Pence, who had been a talk radio host in Indiana for a number of years, I think, wasn't he?
Might be one again.
Well, yeah, and be on in the time slot where Rush Limbaugh has been.
Oh, yeah, Pence could be a replacement. Hmm.
Well, would he, where is he different enough? See, whoever goes in there, unfortunately, unless they're really different and take a different approach, will fail because they're not Rush. It doesn't make a difference whether they're good or not. They just are not Rush. Hmm. And so under the circumstances, does Pence become a, you know, this conjecture on the part of some, maybe he was looking around for the next stars. I love all the trades are always, oh, who's the next talk radio star?
Yeah, well, we don't engage in that type of shallow.
Don't,
but I refuse to, I mean, I'll talk to you about it here, but I'll talk to you from a perspective of maybe above or outside the fray. I don't get into that kind of stupid talk, like, who's going to be the replacement for, there is no replacement
there
for
Rush. There isn't. Right, exactly.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's not even an it's not even a conversation. Who's going to be the new George Washington? You know?
That's perfect.
What are Jews
going to
do now? They need a new Moses.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, come on. Yeah. You know, recognize, you know, what a thing is for what it is, even though we're in the forest, you know.
You know,
we take a look at it.
We're so focused on sameness. We want rubber stamps. What makes America great? What makes pop culture great? What makes these sorts of programs? The people who have done the best over the years, and you're the best, best observer of this, the people who have made a name for themselves doing conversation on the radio have been very unique, extraordinary individuals. The ones who have been the most successful do not do podcasts and yamma, yamma, yamma. I was going to name somebody, but I'm not going to because I don't need to.
You've already made enough mistakes this hour.
Yes. Well, listen, that's the story. That's why people like to listen to me because I make mistakes.
Absolutely.
And I don't focus on. I mean, real me is me.
Which is why I think Pence might be a great replacement for Rush, because whereas Rush was entertaining, provocative, very, very candid, Pence is boring and measured. It'd be perfect.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, how did he do when he was a host? He was in Indianapolis, wasn't he?
Well, he got out of the business and ran for something lower than a host.
Yeah,
politics.
Right. Yeah, right. Maybe we could wish for that with Nancy Pelosi. All right, let's keep going with our list here and see who's going where.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I have no idea. Oh, Mike Pence at number 8?
We're at 7. Yeah, we're at 7.
Oh, no, we did the whole thing.
I did the O.J. Simpson
joke. Yeah. Was that today or was that last week?
We go through these things. So let's...
We've got to stop having those mimosas and in the morning. Go on.
The number one issue, all of the items surrounding the COVID, there may be a fourth COVID wave. I think that's going to be a big one part of this next week because Fauci's all over telling people, you know, we may have to have another, instead of two shots, you got to get three.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, the vaccination rate for black Americans is half that for white people. Mm. And there's all of that political. Is that a political? How do you look at that? Is that a political discussion?
It's political, sure. It's very political. Mm-hmm. It's economic. It's cultural. All these topics tie into politics, but they also tie into popular culture. They tie into science. They tie into sociology and economics. And that's why one cannot look at all of these categories as separate entities that exist in their own bubble. This is trying to make sense out of chaos.
Yeah. It really is chaos.
Of course it is.
How do you run this stuff? And then, and to add to the chaos, here's a good one. At the end of the week, it became known that the factories that make syringes are way behind. So there are billions of doses of vaccines, but there aren't enough needles to stick them in your arm. So who's responsible for that?
No.
Who's watching that store? And how is it that all of a sudden there are not enough syringes to meet the demand? That is incredible. I mean, Fauci's all talking about all this stuff. So is there an administrator someplace that either works for Pfizer? I don't even know who makes this. They probably make the damn things in China.
That's why we need the Chinese. They make everything.
Yeah, we don't need them.
Look, first of all, you got to understand that whoever expected we'd have a situation in 2021 where we need to have syringes for everybody within a few months.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, part of the whole deal of doing business, whether you're running a restaurant or a drugstore, is knowing how much inventory to keep on stock and how much to manufacture. You don't want to make more cars than you plan to sell. You don't want to buy more lobsters for your tank than you plan to serve at dinner in a restaurant. Yeah, this is all part of planning. So who is you have to understand, of course there's going to be shortages in the various components of a massive inoculation.
There's some cars and trucks that can't be made because they get the chips out of the factories in China whether that's on purpose or not, to stick them. That's another reason why we shouldn't be so damn dependent on the Chinese.
Well, that's a whole big issue, and yeah, that's a blanket
statement.
By
the way,
we shouldn't be dependent on the Chinese like we are, and we've got to do something about it, but it's going to be a slow turnaround because we are dependent on the Chinese.
Okay. So this week it became known, you know, I do the program, The American Family Farmer, which was actually your idea and your creation. Thank you very much. The fact that the Chinese are buying up farmland. Now, there was a big to-do about somebody started looking out in the Northwest and saw that Bill Gates was buying a lot of farmland, and people saying, well, what's he doing with the farmland? Well, he's trying to help some farmers that can't afford to buy land. There's a big thing about black people can't buy land because they can't borrow money, yada, yada, yada. So now it turns up this week that a survey that was started by a Missouri state legislator, he asked to find out because there were a lot of people wondering, well, who are the people buying up all this land and paying big prices for it? Well, guess what? Our friends, the Chinese government, are buying our farmland to a not alarming isn't even the right word for it. How we are letting them get away through Smithfield, the pork producers that they bought and control. They're buying under that name thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of farmland in America. Okay, in a moment, we're going to talk about where the Pope is visiting this week and where the rocket's red glare was seen. There may be a little, there's a little connection there, and not for that reason. And then I want to go through what Michael has on the MH interview, 44 after the hour, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with a secret to a great night's rest. If you are having a tough time, check out your mattress topper. If you're having a tough time, check out the mattress itself. Or how about we check out your pillows? My Pillow has, you know, they've done their homework to study sleep problems that are raging in America because of the COVID. And most of the people that you talk to say they don't like their pillows. So here's the fix. It's pretty simple. You know, sometimes simple problems have simple solutions. Go to MyPillow.com. Find out. Look at the there are thousands of examples of people saying that the pillows changed their life. So get your pillow so you can fit it for yourself. You'll be raving as well. If you don't have a MyPillow, or you know somebody who doesn't, now is the time. Because for a limited time, the premium MyPillows are at the lowest price they've ever been. You can save $40 on a queen-size premium MyPillow right now at MyPillow.com. The patented fill, very unique all the way around. You can wash these puppies, dry them, 10-year warranty, 45-day, no, it's 60-day, excuse me, 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And these pillows are all made in the factory at MyPillow in Minnesota, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find all the amazing offers there that you can get with deep discounts using the DJV code. That's right. MyPillow, MyPillow products, MyPillow.com. Check out the sheets, the pillows, all the good stuff, the towels at MyPillow.com. Make sure you get the best bargain for yourself by using the discount code DJV.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy. G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio. Code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way. You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
All right, moving back into our fold here quickly, it seems like the Pope is visiting Iraq at the same time they're getting shelled, or they're shelling others. But there's probably no connection there, Michael, right?
I have no idea. I don't
Pope's
know
if there's any bombing
connection.
Yeah.
But Pope should be careful where he goes. Everybody should be careful where they go.
That's very true. That's a good subject matter for another discussion. Yeah, all right, let's check out what's going on. I've gone to talkers.com, where you can also find the connection to the Michael Harrison interview. Who are we talking about?
This week, we at a deference to the memory of Rush Limbaugh, this remarkable recording that we are playing as this week's podcast, last week's podcast, we're keeping it in the top spot for this extra week. Because if people are fans of talk radio and people are fans of Rush Limbaugh or just interested, you got to listen to this thing. It's me talking to him 31 years ago. And I asked him, I wasn't yet what I was to become, and he wasn't yet what he was to become, and we're just starting Talkers, and he had just started his radio show. And we're talking about the future of the show, Talkers, and talk radio, and it's fascinating. I mean, it's a mind-blower if you're interested in the subject of talk radio and Rush Limbaugh. So I implore you folks, I don't normally hype that heavily, but this one is really good. MHinterview.com.
The two of them go hand in hand, frankly. Certainly modern talk radio goes hand in hand with the success, the career of Limbaugh.
Yep.
That's why this is valuable. MHinterview.com. Find the list, the charts at talkers.com as well. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fifty-three after the hour now, it's Tech Talk time with a review of the top five items this week from the world of technology that apply to most average users of same. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Number five is all about a new AI program and what it does with some of the old pictures you got around the house. This looks kind of cool.
This is very cool. I was excited that this was a story that kind of popped through this week that people are excited about. A lot of people, you know, staying at home during quarantine, during the pandemic, doing DIY projects, and a lot of people have also chosen to start doing some genealogy research. So the Ancestry.com, of course, is a popular site, but MyHeritage.com is also a really popular site, and they're the ones who have this new AI program that allows you to have a free account, so you don't have to pay the monthly fee. And you can upload 5 pictures of your deceased ancestors, and they will animate them using artificial intelligence. And the results are really pretty remarkable. So you can put, you know, your great aunt Tilly who you never met, you can put her into the system. And all of a sudden, she'll start blinking, she'll smile, she'll move her head slightly, you know, in the black and white photo. It's a little creepy, but it's also really
cool. Like a bobblehead.
Well, no, it's a fully animated, like, she'll wink at you or, you know, she'll smile. So you can actually kind of see, you know, it brings your ancestor's face to life. So you can kind of see what her expressions may have actually looked like. So it's a really cool thing. And again, for the free account, you get 5 free pictures to upload and then it'll get the AI treatment. So that's on MyHeritage.com. If you want to do the premium account, you can upload way more than that and have your entire family tree be sort of animated, which again is really cool. It's very like Harry Potter. So it's kind of interesting that this became a trending story this week.
Number four, Google's been stirring it up in a number of ways this week. Here's one example.
Yeah, so Google has reported that because of the pandemic and because of, you know, of the symptoms related to COVID, the loss of taste or smell, especially the loss of smell, It's actually called anosmia. That is the, that's been one of the most searched terms in the last few weeks or months on Google. And so people are experiencing this side effect, even if they don't necessarily feel sick, the loss of taste or smell, sometimes both, has been something that a lot of people are experiencing. 3% of the U.S. population who are over 40 have anosmia anyway, separate from COVID. And so the study suggests that a majority of the people who get COVID have this anosmia. It's at least 5% have long-term smell loss. So that's why when people recover from COVID, but yet they still can't smell anything, I think that's the reason why we're seeing an influx of the Googling of this term. It's also related to, it can be an early sign of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So if you don't have COVID and you have loss of smell, you may want to get to the doctor and see if that doesn't set you on the path to Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
Number three, Twitter labeling some vaccine misinformation. All right, so where do we come down on this one?
So Twitter has announced that they have a new five-strike system if you are tweeting stuff that is misleading about COVID. And so the five-strike system will be for repeat offenders, and eventually it can lead to a permanent suspension from the platform forever. The new labels are similar to what Facebook's already doing with their anti-misinformation banners. It doesn't take down your tweet. It will just slap a label on it saying, here's the correct information. This information has been disproven. And so if you keep doing it or you keep retweeting other people's stuff, you will find yourself in Twitter prison. They're trying to cut down on misinformation about the efficacy of treatments, the misinformation about the prevalence of the virus, the risk of infection or death, misleading affiliations, a lot of people claiming to be doctors or public health officials when they're not. Harmful labeled tweets count as one strike, and then if you keep going, you'll be permanently banned.
Wow. All right, number two, we were talking about the new space hotel. This is focused on the Mars rover and what's inside it.
Yeah, so NASA's brand new Perseverance rover has been getting a lot of attention lately, and for great reason. It's really cool to be able to see the rover, you know, live or sort of live on Mars doing its thing. But a lot of people in the tech world kind of were scratching their heads this week when it turns out that the processor in the Perseverance rover is from a 1998 iMac. So we can thank Steve Jobs for creating this 233 megahertz processor from the original Bondi Blue iMac. But it turns out that it's actually a sturdier chip than the modern ones, which would just basically disintegrate with the radiation on Mars. And we know it's a very hostile environment. And it's not just hostile to humans, it's hostile to computer parts, too.
Right. All right. Number one this week is Samsung focus with all the new jobs they're going to have in Austin.
Yep, Samsung wants to build onto their factory in Austin, Texas with 1,800 new jobs, except they're hoping to get 100% tax break on their for 20 years. So we'll see where that goes. It's in negotiations.
Right. All right, that's it. Victoria Doug, 59 after the hour.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.